So we're holding in Siman Shin Samach Aleph, Siv Beis, Mishavura, Siv Katan Yud Beis. So the case we're dealing with now, we moved away from the case of the Chotzer, we're dealing with the case of the Bayis. And the case of the Bayis was such that the house fell off from the corner. Not only did the house fall off, but the roof caved in a little bit as well. So instead of the roof being now a squared off roof like it was before, the roof is at an angle, at a slant. So then it's also the mezein shein akiri shavur l'mina pitikar yarbesaisim, because once the roof is not in a straight, it's going at an angle now, so you don't say pitikar yarbesaisim. So the picture which describes that is so that not only did the walls fall down, but the roof also fell off. So instead of having a roof coming out like this, you have it at a slant. Okay.
So why don't we say? Why does it have to be squared off? To say.
Yeah. Why does it have to be squared off to say Pitikar Yerbesoisim? So Pitikar Yerbesoisim does have limitations. And part of the way it works is along the lines, like we said, that a person, it creates, as it were, it's an opening, but an opening which we call a Pesach, not a Pirtza.
What's the difference between a Pesach and a Pirtza? A Pesach is like a normal door, I guess, and a Pirtza is...
Pesach, but over here means not a door, but a doorway. It means an access point. There are places which people would make access points and places where people will make what's considered just...
Like a breach in the wall?
A breach. So since it's not normal to do it in a corner, so Pitikar Yerbesoisim doesn't work for that either. Okay. Now, but Pitikar Yerbesoisim does work even wider than 10. Even though we said normally more than 10 is considered a pirtza, as long as it's along one side, so then you can say Pitikar Yerbesoisim even though it's more than 10. And
what's along one side?
If the wall which fell down of the house, four walls, let's say the east wall, part of the east wall fell down, right? And the opening, the area, the length of the east wall to start with was 15 amas long. And now the part of the wall which fell down and collapsed is more than 10 amas. So you have an opening which is more than 10 amas. So normally you would say that an opening more than 10 amas is considered a pirtza, not a pesach. But Pitikar Yerbesoisim will take care of that. Furthermore, Mishnah Berurah is going to say, we also said, even an opening less than 10 amas, if it's the whole side, it's considered a pirtza, not with Pitikar Yerbesoisim. So Pitikar Yerbesoisim could overcome those issues because it's along one side, but not when it's going to be along the case where it's in a Be'al Aksa. So there was the whole length of the wall. There was no part of the wall extending out in either side at all. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does not address this issue. Can Pitikar Yerbesoisim apply to multiple walls? It's only acceptable when it's on one wall. So he doesn't. The Shulchan Aruch leaves that vague. So he says, why is that? Mishum de l'psikalei d'amrzeh k'demashter b'Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is not clear about it, one way or the other. So the Shulchan Aruch sort of just basically avoids the topic and leaves it vague. Is there a difference between one Pitikar Yerbesoisim on one wall, even two walls? Doesn't say. But the Ramah accepts Pitikar Yerbesoisim, like the Ramah says, even by two machitzas. Even as long as they're not parallels, but they're perpendiculars. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said, however, Pitek Rebbe says it doesn't work if the roof is at a slant. The roof has to be flat. But if it's at an angle, like our roofs, which they lived with, that they were angled roofs, it won't work. Now, many times what you'll have is that really there are two coverings to the house. There's a covering which is flat, and then on top of that you built your gables, which go up, etc.
What are gables?
This up and down thing that we have on our roofs.
Right? You mean the slant, the like that looks like this?
Right. Yeah. So, but the mice, underneath, there's a flat roof. So that flat roof will be, you'll say, Peter Gerber says him on that, ignoring the fact that there's another roof on top which is angled. So it doesn't bother us. So if you have that situation, you're fine. If the only roof that you have is the slanted roof, then it cannot be used. Okay.
So you're saying the bottom roof is intact? And so if it's intact, what's the problem?
There's no wall there. There's you need Peter Gerber Sosin.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. Now, then yes, I remember that this is only true if this the roof is at least 4 tefachim deep.
What do you mean 4 tefachim? That's only that's like 16 inches, roughly speaking.
Right. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah, okay? Yesharim, the chen alocha, k'moshu, k'savdi bir alocha, and we pass it like this shita, that it has to be that deep. The meaning, arba tvachim, or tzolomer, the oz, the meaning, pizza kuyar besoysim. So then we can say pizza kuyar besoysim when it's that deep. But, l'adam l'karis, mavi ba'alma, d'sagi b'tefach. Now, see, Mishnah Berurah says 1 second. So, there's two ways to enclose a mavi. One way to enclose a mavi is with a lechi. There's two ways that the Gemara requires that you can use the enclosure of a mavi. One is you put a lechi, it means you put one pole at the end of the mavi. The other way is to put a korah across, as we'll see later on. The korah across is a beam across. The width of that, and then we say that when you have this korah going across, the front edge of that korah comes down, as it were, and encloses the mavi. So that's like a Pythagorean system type of a thing, really. You have a flat beam, and the front edge is coming down and closing off. Over there it says the width of that curve to be kosher is a tefach wide. It doesn't have to be 4 tefachim wide. And here we're saying that for a Pythagorean system, you need something which is 4 tefachim wide to be able to say Pythagorean system. So what's the difference? So we paskin that lechi is mishum chitza and kara is mishum heker. The machlok is in the Gemara. Right, but then we paskin that a lechi, when you put a lechi at the edge of the mavi, it has a lechi status as if you enclosed that area, minaraisa. And even according to the Rambam, the Moshe, which holds that three walls is not considered a rishus yachid, with once you put a lechi at the end of the mavi, there's four walls. And now it's going to be a Shusra Yachad Reis.
Well,
but a Kara we paskin does not work out to Machitza. Kara works out Hecker. Since speaker, you're allowed to carry in a Mavi, according to the Moshe Shadim, it's Shusra Yachad. Even according to the Ramam, it's a Karmelis. I mean, a Reis, you're allowed to carry there. The Chama said no. Chama said, you know what? We don't want you carrying there because you're afraid you're going to carry, you're going to mix this up together with the Shusra Rab. But once you put that kara across, it acts as a hecker to remind you that it's not the same as Shusha Rabin, and you won't carry from there to Shusha Rabin, etc. So since it's only for hecker, therefore a width of a tefach is sufficient. However, but over here we're discussing not the din of hecker, we're discussing you have to create a wall. Then, So in a scenario where you need to create a piece of your system, there has to be a tikra. It has to be acting as a roof over a certain amount of area. So what's there that has to be considered? How much goes from being just a beam across to becoming a roof? If it's 4 tefachim wide, it's a roof. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it's not a roof. So this is relevant in the mashal in the case of the meshupa, right? So if I have my house coming down like this, but I also have a board like this. So it's a p'tikra, you know. If this is that, assuming that it's not going, the gables aren't going over, that's more a little more complicated. But it's coming right to the edge of the house. But for whatever reason, I have a straight board going 4 tefachim deep. So I can say p'tikra yerba soysim on that board because that's part of the roof. So I can ignore the slanted roof and say I have a flat roof over here which is 4 tefachim deep. And then first I'll say p'tikra yerba soysim on that. But that board over there, which is there, is only 3 tefachim wide. So you can't say p'tikra yerba soysim on that. Okay, make sense?
I think.
Good. A lot of this is halacha mashi m'sinai, so it's hard to make sense out of it totally. It's more just to figure out, we understand what the rules are.
We don't generally deal with mavuis in our day and age. Where do you see a mavui around here?
Why don't you hold on to that thought process, and we'll see. We'll get back to what the status of our streets are nowadays, whether considered a mavui or not. The Ramah will talk about that later on.
Well, I mean, we live within an eruv. I mean, is anything within the eruv considered a mavui?
You have no need to make. But let's say the eruv falls down. Okay.
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 I mean, okay. Where I live, there is no nothing, so I'm just out of luck no matter what I do.
Okay, so now, Yud Zayin. So, came along the Ramah said, like Mishra pointed out, according to the Mechaber is not sure, but you can say P'tikar Yerba Soysim on more than one wall. But the Ramah says you can do it on two walls, but only if if you would have it like an open space, means the two parallel walls fell down. You want to say P'tikar Yerba Soysim on the two opposite sides of the house, then you can't do. Because that's mamash, like it's an open access from one side to the other. So P'tikar Yerba Soysim can't be soysim then. But in a case where you have two walls which are intact, which are adjacent to each other, like an L, and on the other two walls there are pierces, so then you can say P'tikar Yerba Soysim on those other two walls. And even the walls which fell down, which were nister, which were broken down, the roof stayed intact. The roof didn't break, so the roof is still intact. And that's going to be soysim, those two sides. Zog shlokeneged zoy loy. But if the two sides which fell down are the two sides which are parallel to each other, so then there's like an open access through the house from one side to the other, all the way from one side to the other. So that's more foolish, and then P'tikra can't help for that. Take a look at the Sheret Zion over here. So this was Irving's question that why in the case of a lachson it doesn't work, the Yud Zion. What P'tikra Yerba Soysim does, it doesn't say that there's no opening there. It says that the P'tikra Yerba Soysim makes it as if the opening is just a doorway, not a pirtza. Well, Pisco Lo Yehavi B'Kevin Zobis, and we don't make a Pesach across that angle. So that is interesting to think about, because we're saying even though we're okay with a opening which is a full wall, you normally don't make a Pesach in the full wall. Even if the opening is more than 10 Amos, normally you don't make a Pesach more than 10 Amos. No, P'tikra Yerba Soysim can handle that. But it can't handle the fact that it's at an angle. So why this, yeah, and this, no? That it doesn't, you know, Mishmur doesn't tell us what the sword is. Okay. The Sharet Zion and Yates. He disagrees with this halacha, and he says that you can say Peter Gersoysim even on a slanted roof. Shartin Yates. Return Mahat is Debadi Retur. He feels that that's with the torment also. Al Habakarim Cholkim Alav. Many are going to argue, it's a special hetter over there by the case of the Karfif, but it doesn't apply in general. Okay. Take a look at the Bir Halacha. Marina P. Tikra, a silver stay machitzes. Anything else I'll do beforehand? Yeah, no. Gamza lab das kuliyamahu. You should know that this opinion, that you say a stay machitzes, is not argued upon by everybody. The das arif, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Rambam, the Bodad, the Rabbeinu Shmuel, and P. Tikra, who dafka sheyesh shosh machitzes shlemes. And I don't know, in Ruch Avias. But if you have two machitzes which are lacking, you don't say, according to this, you would not say Pitikri or Abbasis. But we're saying over here that that's not so. You can say it even though two machitzas are missing. The Ramoah feels comfortable because the Balei Tosfos are accepting this argument, even two machitzas, you say Pitikri or Abbasis. On the other hand, we could argue the Ramah is not passing halacha l'maisa like this shita. He's just saying there are some who say that it's okay. Remember, the Ramah started off with the words v'yesharim that you need a width of 4 tefachim. Then he continued, and you say pitzur says even my two mechitzas. You know what? Let's go back in the words v'yesharim. Some say this, and some say this. I'm not telling you what I pass. I'm telling you what some say that. Right, so that he's mishupik, how to learn up the Ramah in that regard. Okay.
Who's mishupik, how to learn up the Ramah?
The Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha is mishupik. Later on, we'll see that this didn't particularly ever system. It has to be. It can't be just a straw roof. It has to be a roof which is strong enough that it could actually handle putting on an actual roof on it. You know, you put it when you make a roof, you put the boards, and you put this layer of tit and offer and those type of things,
shingles or whatever,
and then you put something on top to make it waterproof, etc. So it has to be strong enough to be able to macabre all of that to be considered a roof. It has to be a real roof. Now there are. Tosfos says there are two more considerations that you need the cheshbon for Pitur Yerbas Tosfos. One is that it has to be a tefach high. The pitikr that you're dealing with has to be a tefach thick. So you have a front of a tefach that you're starting with. Then you say Pitur Yerbas Tosfos, that tefach can be extended down halachically. Virtual reality is if it reaches the ground. But if it's not a tefach to start with, in other words, the edge of the roof is not a tefach high, so you don't say Pitagor Yerbasasim. That's one thing Tosfos says. And Tosfos says in a situation where the...
You mean the edge of the roof is not one tefach high?
Right.
What do you mean by that?
Thick.
Thick?
Yeah. It's high, right?
High.
elevation up, right? This, the front of the roof has to be a tefach high.
I think you're saying essentially, like, if this is the wall, right? So the wall ends here, but then you need a tefach on top of the wall that starts your roof. That
well, the point is there's no wall, and we use the pitikra. If this is my roof, I'm saying pitikra yerbasos. If this is a tefach thick, then I can send it downwards. If this is only this thick, I can't say pitikra yerbasos.
Is that tefach have to be the whole four tefachim?
I'm assuming so.
It has to be though.
Not just the face.
Not just the face, but the whole tef.
I think
whole thing.
So. Yeah.
Right. Which would probably limit. I think many roofs are not that. Maybe they are that thick.
Okay. A lot of the boards. Some of the boards are, yeah. Not all of them.
I'm assuming that you're talking about, like, let's say the. Today we put shingles on top of our roofs, right? But what's the shingles sitting on top of? I'm assuming that that's some sort of a frame structure that maybe that's a tefach? Is that kind of.
Those are usually not a tefach thick, yeah.
What?
Those are usually not a tefach thick.
What, the shingles?
No, the boards you put them on. Okay, now, the other thing which Tosafot says that you need, it has to be a flat face. It has to be straight, and you have a, you know, you decide that you like modern architecture, and your roof goes like this, the edge of it. That's beautiful, but it's not going to be pitikra yerbasosim.
So what happens then?
You don't see pitikra yerbasosim. So you have a wall, but you have an open space with no roof helping you close it. But nothing bad happens. Just can't carry it. Okay. Zuck, the Simon Shin Sama base. Okay. Okay. So we remember we said before that there is requirements of called Mukhav Ladira. Mukhav Ladira allows you to take this enclosure. And even though it's large in the base of Sayim, you're allowed to carry there. So the first thing we're going to deal with is that we have enclosures which are somewhere in the middle. They're not just for security from the animals and stuff like that, but they're not for Dira because you don't really live there. So what's that status? You have a mechitza, which is the purpose of the mechitza was not to live there. El Itznias, you want to do certain types of activities there, and you need some privacy. Okay. Oy lishmer masha yitnu b'secho, or the purpose of the walls is for security. Elisha b'akre lishmer hasadus, you need some protection yourself while you're there protecting the field. So the shermer needs a place to keep him safe while he's keeping the field safe. So it's definitely considered a mechitza if it's written, made properly. It's a good valid mechitza. You're allowed to carry inside. But if it's larger than Beis HaSayim, we got a problem. That's not called a Mukhav Ladira. And we said that Mukhav Ladira, if the area is larger than the Beis HaSayim, you cannot carry more than El Anamis unless it's Mukhav Ladira. So these are not called Mukhav Ladira. Hilkach, Elon Shanofav Yardim Lamata. You would have this type of a tree which its branches hang down, like a willow tree, something of that sort. So the tree goes up and then everything comes back down to the ground. And Imanu Gorim Shloshim in Oritz, if they reach within Lava to the ground, they reach within three Tarachim on the ground. And Vikra and Mamakam Shemuhuram Ilon Hugavaya Asar, the height where the branches come off of the trunk is higher than 10 tefachim. So now inside there you have something which is 10 tefachim high. And the mechitza comes down and it closes it all the way down to the ground. So great. So you have it's a place which is mukhav. So chosha mechitza, mutalatalta bakula, you're allowed to carry inside there. But if the area, it's a very, very large tree, and the area which is enclosing is more than Beis HaSayim, you can't carry there. Now, we're going to say some other points. Even if the case was, it was less than Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to carry there. But the mechitza has to be Baal mechitza. It cannot be a mechitza which is moving in the wind. And there can't be any gaps in the mechitza. So when you're relying on these branches to give your mechitza, we're going to have this concern of that the mechitza is going to move in the wind, and the mechitza is going to have, as it moves, it's going to create gaps. So, Hushimal ha'avr shebeinu nofim be'etzim or bekash, you have to fill up the gaps. V'yikshar ha'nofim shal yanid ha'muruch, and you have to tie down the branches that they shouldn't move in the wind. That's a very ambiguous phrase, and we'll see why. What exactly you're trying to prevent. Shekol mechitza she'en atzlut yuchel lamed beruch metzuyah ena mechitza. Mechitza which cannot maintain itself in a ruch metzuyah is not a valid mechitza.
What's 10 tefachim high?
Roughly 40 inches.
No, what?
The height of the place where the branches come off of the trunk is at least 10 tefachim off the ground. So the canopy which you're creating, which you're enclosing, is at least 10 tefachim high. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So so then you have a valid mechitza, but it's still not mokavadira. The tree was not called mokavadira, but dafka ad beis asayim, and therefore this is only mutter up to the sides of beis asayim, because we say then you're allowed to carry. There's no limitation, even though it's not mokavadira. Once it's larger than the beis asayim, it's only mutter beis mokavadira. Nobody's living here. Even if you planted the tree with intent to do this canopy thing, so the moment it's planted for this purpose, doesn't help. It's not made to live in, it's made to go there for protection as while you're waiting to, or you're watching over the fields. People which are working in the quarry, people which are working in building, and they want to have a place to rest for a little bit. So they create a mechitza to give themselves a little bit of privacy. I want to eat, I don't want people staring at me, so I have a private place for that. Or I just want to have a little bit of privacy, period. To stand there for a little bit, chains and mechitzas, dira el mechitzas hatsnias. So we said the issue here is that nobody's living in there. That's not the point. The purpose of these mechitzas is to give you a little bit of privacy. So that's not called a mechitza for the purpose of dira. Okay. Or alternatively, the purpose of the mechitza is for shmira. You enclose it there because you want to store something there. You want to store peiris or kalim, etc. So that's not called a valid tzarech.
Valid what?
Valid usage to be considered mukavadira. Usage, that's a better word. Okay. So we said, or it's there to be lishmar asadis. So all of those things are not considered mukavadira. See, mechitza the talter, so let me show you the heck of a mechitza, mutta the talter, b'chol teich, shetach a mechitza, m'yena, yes, we're going. So it's considered a valid enclosure, and therefore, if you don't have this other issue of more than base aside, you can carry in that area. It's not enclosed. No, that's called enclosed. Mechitza wasn't for the purpose of dira. It doesn't bother me. Mechitza is a mechitza for the purpose of carrying inside that area. So it's a mechitza. But if it's more than base aside, it's not mukav dira. That's a different requirement. Okay. Mashagos hilchi ilon kamos al mashu v'samu seifam v'yesu base aside. So we're not really talking about the case of the Elon, we're contrasting the case where people made these mechitzas even. That's what you get discussed as the case of that. The scenario of the Elon is going back, and if it's more than a society, it's no good. For example, it's relevant by the case of the Elon. Fine. So this only works if the branches reach within 3 tefachim on the ground. Then we consider them like lovin. And the area inside is at least 10 tefachim high. What did imenam gavoyim asar tefachim in mokim shem gorm lilin? El shemsa gavoyim asar tefachim shasuyim kekashes. So then it works. So either you can have a situation where the tree is like this and the trunk comes out like that. I mean, so the branch comes off of the trunk like that. So that I need that branch to be 10 tefachim off the ground. Alternatively, I have a situation where the branch comes off and goes up like this, so I don't need it to be 10 tefachim where it leaves the tree. I need it to be 10 tefachim at its apex. Right? So as long as that's true, so the area inside is 10 tefachim high. That's good enough. So it's bent, it's bowing upwards like a kesher, like a rain, but like a bow. But then we said the difference between Yochid is 10, it's 4 by 4 and 10 tefachim high. So if the space which is 10 tefachim high is a very narrow space, it's not 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it's not Rishus Yochid. But if the area which is enclosed, when it reaches that point that's 10 tefachim high, it's 4 by 4, so then you have Rishus Yochid. If we're at the height of 10 tefachim, it's not four by four. It's enclosed in and it's less than that area. So then you don't have a shear of a valley Rishus HaYochid. It's not 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4. It's 10 tefachim high, it's 4 by 4, but not at the same time. You know, when it's 8 tefachim off the ground, it's 4 by 4. Yeah, by the time you get to 10 tefachim off the ground, it's only 3 by 3. It's more narrow, so that's not Rishus HaYochid. It's Carmelis. Okay, so the Machaber said in that situation, you're allowed to carry everywhere. And I feel once there is a area which is 4 tefachim high it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 by 4, and that's Rishus HaYochid, the rest of the area becomes Chari Rishus HaYochid, it becomes an extension of Rishus HaYochid. So you're allowed to carry everywhere. Then he said, this mechitz only works if there's no gaps. Through the miloy, it helps it keep it in place. You also need it to be tied down. And even so, it's only mutter up to the size of base asayim. But yes, base asayim is also because shahaya enough of arukim ba'oid, or shahaya harilanus smuchim zelazet. So he's discussing practically how do you get this area of base asayim on, with the branches of one tree enclosing it. Well, it's a very big tree, or there's other trees helping. So it's a problem. So he's saying it doesn't work if it's more than Bishas Haim. I feel in the Torah Lekav, Tess, he's Taifa Batsila. You planted the tree with the goal, eventually it's going to become very large. You're going to spend time enjoying the shade. So your mom has planted it for that purpose. So I could argue in that situation, that's made for dearer purposes, whatever it is. I want to relax there. That's not called for dearer purposes.
What if you want to relax there? It's not.
But since they're not made, Lodr B'Sachal, he's Tefer B'Tziloi, Lishmar Asadis. Shena Osir Lodr. Mimila Hakash Hashem Dir Mamash. Well, let's say that's not true. The person decided to close off the area for the purpose of Dira, and he put up the straw walls to close that. So here we're saying that if the rive of the daifin is from this other material, so that's, which you're adding now, the shame dira, so that's called mukav ledira. Once you reach that, the majority is I'm sorry, one second. If the roiv is min hakash, that means the roiv of the area, you enclose the same dira by adding this kash. So that would be sufficient to matter it.
What's this?
One second. Okay, let's, you know, let's, if you don't mind, I'm going to...
What's